He said he'd never stopped looking for the car because he had a sentimental attachment to it. BBC News.
Open Book will be looking at the world of internet books and digital downloads. That's at 4 o'clock this afternoon. But now on Radio 4, The Graduate, with Dustin Hoffman in the title role, is one of the iconic films of the 20th century. Now, in its first radio dramatisation here on Radio 4, we've gone back to the novel that inspired the movie. Recent graduate Danny Mahoney plays Benjamin Braddock and Sian Thomas, Mrs. Robinson, in episode one of The Graduate by Charles Webb. Adapted by Polly Thomas.
I graduated from college back east at the end of June 1963. I flew back the same day. The next evening, my parents threw a welcome home party. By 8 o'clock, most of the guests had arrived, the party was in full swing, but I was still in my room.
Ben?
I'll be down later.
The guests are all here. They're waiting.
I said I'll be down later.
What is it, son?
Nothing.
All our friends are down there.
You owe them a little courtesy.
Tell them I have to be alone right now.
Well, Mr. Robinson's out in the garage looking at that new sports car of yours. Now, come on down. Give him a ride in it.
Here, give him the keys. Let him drive it.
But he wants to see you.
Dad, I don't want to see him right now. I don't want to see the Robinsons. I don't want to see the Pearsons. I don't want to see any of them.
Mr. Robinson and I have been practicing law together in this town for 17 years.
Dad, I...
He is the best friend I have. Do you appreciate that?
I'd appreciate it if I could be left alone.
I don't know what's got into you, but whatever it is, I want you to snap out of it and march right on down there.
Aren't you ready yet?
No.
We'll be right down.
What's wrong?
I am trying to think.
Come on, our guests are waiting. Let's go.
Yes, dear. There's some hors d'oeuvres ready to go, and I need you to pour the
God
drink.
God damn it! Will you leave me alone?
Ben, don't you ever swear at your mother and me again.
Mom, sorry.
Never mind, dear. Let's just forget it and go
down. I can't. I just can't.
All right. Let's you and me sit here and have a little talk. Just for a moment.
I don't think talking...
You go down, dear. Go. Take the hors d'oeuvre tray round, please, dear.
Very well. But I expect to see Ben down there in 5 minutes.
Yes, dear. Don't worry.
5 minutes.
Now, can't you tell me what this is about?
Mom, I'm a little worried about my future.
Well, you still plan to teach, don't you?
No.
But what about your award?
I'm not taking it.
You're not?
No.
That doesn't sound very wise. It will put you through graduate school. You have the pick of schools. Harvard, Yale.
Mom.
It's normal to have a few nerves, dear. But please, think carefully before you make any rash decision. We're all so very proud, Ben. Now, I'll go down and get those hors d'oeuvres circulating, and then you come on down and make some drinks.
5 minutes.
I brought you a drink. Thought it might help.
No thanks, Dad.
Ben, for God's sake, what is it?
I don't know.
But everything is grotesque all of a sudden.
Grotesque?
Those people down there are grotesque. You're grotesque.
What do you...
I'm grotesque. This house is grotesque. It's just this feeling I have all of a sudden, and I don't know why.
Ben, you've just had 4 of the most strenuous years of your life back there.
Please, Dad. Leave me alone.
Right. Right, I'll go down and you take 5, 10, then come and join us. You'll be fine.
The whole 4 years, they were nothing. All those things I did were nothing. All the distinctions, the things I learned. Suddenly, none of it was worth anything to me. All I wanted was to be left alone, to try to work out what was happening to me.
Oh, please, I just want to be left.
Oh, I guess this isn't the bathroom, is it?
No, it's down the hall. It's right at the end of the hall, downstairs.
What?
Mrs. Robinson, I'm sorry to be rude, but I have some things on my mind.
Such as? Girl trouble?
The bathroom's at the end of the hall.
How are you, Ben?
Look, I'm sorry not to be more congenial, but I'm trying to think.
Cigarette?
No, thanks.
Do you like me, Benjamin?
Sure, Mrs. Robinson. Sure, you're a nice lady.
Nice. A nice lady.
I was lying. Mrs. Robinson was gorgeous. Same age as my parents, but great hair and makeup. Mrs. Robinson was glamorous. She was wearing a shiny green dress, low cut and clinging to her, with a large gold pin over one of her breasts. It drew the eye.
I'm tired, Benjamin. Will you take me home?
Can't Mr. Robinson take you?
He wants to stay.
Right.
So?
I...
You can drive me in your new car.
Sure. Sure. My new car.
Let's go. Now, Benjamin.
So that was how it started. Driving Mrs. Robinson home in my new Italian car.
What will you drink?
What?
Benjamin, I'm sorry to be this way, but I don't want to be alone in this house.
Why not?
Please wait till my husband gets home.
Lock the doors. I'll wait till you have all the doors locked.
I want you to sit down till Mr. Robinson comes back.
Are you afraid to be in your own house?
Yes. Sit down. Here. Have a drink. Bourbon.
Okay. Thanks, Mrs. Robinson.
What do you think of me?
What?
What do you think of me? You've known me nearly all your life, haven't you, formed...
Look, this is kind of a strange conversation.
Mr. Robinson probably won't be here for several hours. We'll be alone for several hours.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, no, Mrs. Robinson. Oh, no, Mrs. Robinson, no.
What's wrong?
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me. Aren't you? Aren't you?
Why, no, I hadn't thought of it. Oh. I feel rather flattered that you...
Oh, Mrs. Robinson, will you forgive me?
It's all right.
Oh, please, will you forgive me for what I just said?
Benjamin, it's all right.
It's not all right. That's the worst thing I ever said to anyone.
Sit down.
Please, forgive me, because I like you very much, but... Oh, I really don't think of you that way. Really.
All right, now finish your drink.
Oh, Mrs. Robinson, it makes me sick that I said that to you.
I forgive you.
Can you... Can you ever forget that I said that?
I've forgotten it already. Finish your drink.
Oh, what is wrong with me?
Benjamin, have you ever seen Elaine's portrait?
Huh?
We had it done before she went to college. Come and see.
So that is how I ended up in Elaine's bedroom looking at her picture. She had changed. She wasn't a girl anymore. She was beautiful. Really beautiful. I guess her gazing out at me from the frame got my guard down, and I relaxed a little. So when Mrs. Robinson appeared behind me, I didn't think anything of it. And when she said my name...
Benjamin.
I just turned around to say yes, the way you do, and...
Oh, my God! Oh, my... Mrs. Robinson, please, put some clothes on. Oh, my...
What's the matter, Benjamin? Never seen a woman before?
No, Mrs. Robinson, please, I have. No, that's not the point.
What is the point, Benjamin?
The point... No, Mrs. Robinson, please, you're getting too... Mrs. Robinson, please, can you get dressed?
I thought you liked me.
I do, Mrs. Robinson, you're a nice lady. I just... Oh, my...
I'm home!
So Mrs. Robinson is buck naked, breathing down my ear. In fact, at this stage, her tongue was flicking my left earlobe.
Anyone in?
Just up here.
What?
Showing Benjamin the picture.
What picture?
Elaine's picture.
Uh-huh. That picture. Hey, Benjamin! What do you drink?
Oh, no thank you, Mr. Robinson. I have to drive.
Nonsense, young fella. Come on down. I'll fix you a drink. You can tell me all about your next step into the big bad world.
Benjamin, I want you to know I'm available to you if you won't sleep with me this time. Benjamin, I want you to know you can call me up any time you want, and we'll make some kind of arrangement.
Please, Mrs. Robinson.
Ben, your drink.
Do you understand what I said?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So that was how I celebrated my graduation. Some night. First, Mrs. Robinson naked, and now Mr. Robinson fixing me a bourbon. My head was spinning. By the time I was on my second, Mrs. Robinson had rejoined us, fully clothed and not a hair out of place. She's a cool customer, I'll say that for her. And Elaine? Well, her picture... God damn it, she was beautiful. The next 2 weeks passed in a daze.
Ben? Ben, it's dinner time. Ben?
Your mother's calling. It's dinner.
Hi, Dad.
Son, can you come on out?
I will in a minute.
No, Ben, now. We need to talk.
Okay.
Here, get yourself dry. It's getting colder.
Is it?
Ben... What's the matter?
What do you mean?
You're a young, successful guy on vacation. There's a big world out there, and you barely left the pool. You spend your entire day floating on the water, gazing into the distance.
I did some chores today.
You put the trash out.
I had a swim.
And then your mother says you floated for 2 hours.
I like floating.
Well, so do I, son, so do I. But after a long, hard day at work, a few beers, a steak and the barbecue, not in the middle of the afternoon. After I've done nothing all day but take the trash out.
Dad.
What? Son.
What could I say to him? That I didn't have a single thought in my brain, not 1 ounce of an idea? That all I wanted to do was find a way to tell him that I wasn't going to study anymore.
Nothing.
What do you want, Ben?
Right then, that was not a question I could answer. So I didn't. I made something up.
A road trip.
Oh, great! Well, that's just great, Ben. A road trip. When I was your age, I went on a road trip too. Just me and the open road. So, where are you heading?
North.
Great. North. That's great, Ben.
Can I get dressed now? I'm cold.
Well, yeah, sure. I'll go tell your mother. You'll be right in.
Honey, Ben's hitting the road.
What?
He's heading north.
I grew up in the suburbs of Los Angeles. All my life, I'd wondered about Northern California, how different it would be, how nice the people are, and how much fun you have in Northern California. I lasted 2 weeks.
Whoa there, sport! Ben, welcome home!
Dad.
Great to have you home, son. You wait till Mom sets eyes on you.
No,
honey,
don't.
The Wanderer returns!
So how was it? Kind of crazy, huh?
Kind of crazy.
Ben! Just look at you! Oh my! When did you last bathe, honey? Let me fix you some hot milk and a sandwich.
And then maybe a shower, son.
I hadn't eaten in 3 days. I took my sandwich and hot milk into the living room after I'd washed.
Night, honey. I'll make sure he gets to bed soon. Hey, Ben.
Ben, can we
talk? Sure, Dad.
So, how was it? How was the great adventure?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And meet any interesting people?
Dad, I met a lot of people. None of them were particularly interesting.
Oh. Not so great, then.
Not really. It was hot, it was boring, and I am now so tired, I think I might be sick.
Oh. So, what else?
Dad, the trip was a waste of time, and I'd rather not talk about it anymore.
Still, good that you did it. There's lots to learn out there, and it's not all in books. I took a road trip when I was your age, and did me the world of good. Got things out of my system. You know?
No.
And then I was ready to settle down, finish my education, meet your mom, start my life. No bad thing for a young guy. Yeah. Ben, that's all me and your mother want for you, for your life to begin. And this chance, this award, don't be a wise guy and turn it down. There's plenty out there would give their right arm for a start in life like this. It's all you need to really get going.
He was so sincere, so earnest. He looked at me, his dad face full of love and hope and seriousness. And I hadn't the heart. I couldn't tell him I had even less intention of taking up my award than when I set off on my road trip. So I just said,
night, Dad.
Yeah. Night, son. And don't stay up too late. Your mom won't sleep till she hears you come up.
2 days later, I began my affair with Mrs. Robinson. I called and later that evening met her in the bar of a middle-of-the-range hotel a few miles from where we both lived.
Hello, Benjamin.
Oh, hello.
May I sit down?
Of course.
Thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
You've been away.
What?
Weren't you away for a while?
Oh, the trip. I took a trip.
Where did you go?
Where did I go? North? I went north.
Was it fun?
It was, yes.
Did you get us a room?
What?
Have you gotten us a room?
I haven't. No.
Do you want to?
Well, I don't... I mean, I could. Or we could just talk. We could have another drink and just talk. I'd be perfectly happy
to... Do you want me to get it?
You? Oh, no. No, I'll get it.
Do you want to get it now?
Now?
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Why don't you get it?
Why don't I get it? Right now?
Why don't you?
Well, I will then. Mrs. Robinson, I'm sorry to be so awkward about this, but...
I know.
So I got us a room. A fifth floor, $12 room. It was awkward. I pretended it was just for me, but the guy at the desk looked long and hard at me, then over at Mrs. Robinson, then me again. All pretty awkward. But not as awkward as going up there and waiting for Mrs. Robinson. Sitting on the bed, waiting. Not as awkward as...
I see you found it, all right?
Yes.
Well?
Well. Benjamin?
Yes?
I'll get undressed now, is that all right?
Sure. Fine. Do you...
Why don't you watch?
Oh, sure. Thank you. Mrs. Robinson?
Would it be easier for you in the dark?
No.
You're sure?
I'm sure, yes.
Will you undo my bra?
You're...
Will you?
No!
What?
Mrs. Robinson, please. I can't.
What?
I cannot do this.
You don't want to do it.
I want to, but I can't. Now I'm just... I'm sorry I called you up, but I...
Benjamin.
I mean, don't you see? Don't you see this is the worst thing I could possibly do? The very worst thing in the world?
Is it?
Now I feel awful about this, about having you come up here like this, but I just... Miss Robinson, I like being with you. It's not that. I mean, maybe we could do something else together. Could we go to a movie? Can I take you to a movie?
Are you trying to be funny?
No, but I don't know what to say, because I've got you up here and I...
I suppose you don't find me particularly desirable.
Oh, no. No, that has nothing to do with it.
You don't have to pretend.
Look, Mrs. Robinson, I think you're the most attractive woman of all my parents' friends. I mean that. I find you desirable, but I... For God's sake, can you imagine my parents? What they'd say if they just saw us here in this room right now?
What would they say?
I have no idea, but... They've brought me up. They've made a good life for me. And I think they deserve better than this. I think they deserve a little better than me jumping into bed with Dad's partner's wife.
Are you a virgin?
What?
You don't have to tell me if you don't want.
Am I a virgin?
All right, you don't have to tell me.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. I guess you probably are.
Come on.
Well, aren't you?
Of course I'm not.
It's nothing you should be ashamed of, Benjamin.
What do you mean?
I mean, I wish you'd just admit to me you're a little bit frightened of being with a woman instead of...
Instead of what?
I wish you'd just tell me you don't think you'd be able to go through with it rather than
look,
this...
Look, you're missing the point.
I don't think so. Now look, I'm sure there isn't a man living who isn't a little scared his first time.
But it's not.
Benjamin, there's no reason to be scared of me.
Do you really believe that? Do you really believe I've never done this before?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious you haven't. You don't have the slightest idea what to do. You're nervous and awkward. You can't even...
Oh, my God.
I mean, just because you might be inadequate in one way...
Inadequate?
Oh, yes. Well, I guess I'd better be...
Stay on that bed.
Benjamin, I'll just...
Stay there. Inadequate. That's good.
Benjamin, I...
That's really... Good.
I can just go, really.
And that's how my affair with Mrs. Robinson began. In a fifth-floor, $12 hotel room. After that, we met regularly. She used to send me notes to arrange times, but my mom got curious. So we switched to the phone. Every day, at a certain time, I'd call... She'd pick up and say nothing except...
Meet me in an hour. Same place.
1 week, we met every night.
Benjamin, right away.
We didn't really talk. We just... met. The rest of the time... I lay in the pool, I watched TV, and I drank beer. Not a very fulfilling existence. The deadline for me to take up the grad school award came and went. Throughout this time, my parents, who I loved dearly, were trying to motivate me. They could sense that something was wrong. It wasn't hard, let's face it. They tried every single thing they could think of to get me interested in life.
Oh, good morning, Benjamin.
Mom?
Though I really should say good afternoon.
Is there any coffee left?
Help yourself, dear.
Oh.
I like that song.
I don't.
Got any plans?
Not really.
But it's such a beautiful day. How about a game of golf with your father?
Mom, you know I hate golf.
Or you could mow the lawn.
You know I hate grass.
Come to the store with me?
Mom!
How about Elaine? Elaine Robinson is back from college, kicking around at home just like you. Why don't the two of you take a nice drive somewhere? I'll make a picnic. It would be...
No! No, thank you, Mom. I haven't seen her in...
That's no reason.
Mom! I don't want to see her.
Benjamin, there's no need to take that tone, dear.
Sorry, Mom. I just don't want to meet her. That's all.
That's fine, dear. There's just no need to speak to me so sharply.
I'm sorry. Really, I am.
I knew I shouldn't speak to my mother like that. I knew I shouldn't lie around all day doing nothing, but I just couldn't raise the energy to do anything else. Except, of course, to meet Mrs. Robinson.
Benjamin, 8:30. Don't be late.
Everybody else had a purpose. Everybody else had a life. I guess I thought I'd float through the year, forget the award, and somehow... things would work themselves out. I can't say I really was looking forward to following this map of my life, but there didn't seem to be any other option right now.
Benjamin, I can't make it tonight. Tomorrow, 10 o'clock. I can only stay for an hour. Don't be late.
There was something mechanical about our meetings, clinical even.
Benjamin.
Ben, I don't have much time.
No, no, sure.
Is something wrong?
Mrs. Robinson, you're a nice lady. And I do like meeting you, but you know, I'd really like it if we could talk once in a while.
About?
Life? Your day? My day?
Today, I darned some curtains, shopped, made a pie, met your mother for coffee, and had a nap. I got up, I watered the lawn, and polished the silver. Mr. Robinson came home, we had a drink, I made dinner, we ate it, he went to bed, and then I came here.
Well, great. Did you enjoy your day?
No.
Do you want to know about my day?
No.
Okay, well, I'm nervous because I have to tell my dad I don't want to go back to college ever, and today I was about to mention it, but then he said...
Listen, if you really want to do this, we should get dressed and go downstairs.
No, no. I don't think we should go. I just want to talk a little before we... Before. I don't like college.
Neither did I.
I didn't know you went to college. Wow.
Why is that so amazing?
Well, I guess I didn't think about about my parents' friends being college students, and that is neat. That is really neat. What did you study?
Art.
Oh, boy. That's great. Did you want to be an artist?
No, I did not.
So what did you do with your degree?
I didn't get one. I left college.
Wow. That's brave. But I think I understand. It's that kind of feeling, you know. Maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I should drop out.
I didn't choose to leave. I had to.
Oh, you had to? Why?
Look, we don't have much time, so can you turn the lights out?
No, wait. I really want to know.
Turn the lights out.
Yes, of course.
Mrs. Robinson didn't like to talk. That was clear. My dad was getting a little suspicious. He noticed the car was in and out of the garage. He realized I wasn't hanging out in the TV den quite as much as I claimed I was.
Hey, Mort! Hey!
Dad, how's the water? Cold? Mr. Robinson plays a mean round of golf. You should join us sometime soon. See if you can win back a little Braddock pride for your old dad.
I don't like...
Oh, sure. Yeah, you don't like golf. Sure. So what do you like, Ben? You're out late a lot at night. Sometimes I hear you coming back when it's nearly light. Is there something we should know?
No.
Because if there's a young lady involved, Ben, I just want to be sure you know what you're doing.
Dad!
Is there?
No!
Good. That's good. Ben, be careful. You're young. Life lies ahead of you. Don't mess it up.
I'll be okay, Dad. I just need some time right now.
Just don't waste it. You should be having fun, not lying around all day at home. You know, you really should take Elaine out. She is a wonderful girl.
No!
Ben, please, do it for your mother and me. We're worried about you.
I felt so guilty. And Dad just kept on and on about it. I really didn't want to, but now I felt I had to do it. I wasn't sure how Mrs. Robinson would react.
Absolutely not!
Mrs. Robinson, I don't really feel like I have a choice.
Under no circumstances.
Mrs. Robinson, I have no desire to take your daughter out. None whatsoever, but I'm under pressure here.
I don't care. Ben, I want you to promise me that you won't ever take Elaine out.
What?
Promise me you won't ever take Elaine out.
Mrs. Robinson, I think you're overreacting.
Promise me you won't.
All right, all right. I promise I will never take out Elaine Robinson.
Swear to it?
I swear to it.
Thank you. Hear me now, Benjamin. If you ever take my daughter out, you will regret it.
So now everyone was mad at me. Mrs. Robinson was very scary when she was mad. My folks went on at me day and night. So what could I do? I called up the Robinsons and asked Elaine out.
So, where are we going? Did you see the Birdman of Alcatraz yet? We could go see it. I think it's playing.
I need a drink.
Okay. Let's go for a drink then.
I didn't really plan it, but I guess I thought that if I made this the worst night of her life, she would hate me forever, refuse to even see me, let alone go on another date. Mr. Robinson would have a quiet word with my dad, my parents would lay off me, and Mrs. Robinson would not actually kill me. So I took Elaine to the sleaziest, tackiest, nastiest bar I could find.
You want another drink?
No, thank you.
What?
No, thank you.
Woo! I need another bourbon.
Ben, I don't really like this place. Can we go?
I haven't had my drink yet.
Should you have another? You're driving.
Oh, wait. Elaine, you should really turn around and watch this. She's doing something amazing with her nipple tassels.
I'm really not comfortable with this.
It really is amazing. Look.
Ben, I want to go home. Now.
Tears were pouring down her face. She looked like an angel. A sobbing, humiliated angel.
Come on. Let's go. Elaine, I'm sorry. I was being dumb and immature, and I'm truly sorry. Please forgive me.
Why did you do that? It was hateful and degrading. Do you hate me that much? Take me home.
Please, Elaine, please. I don't hate you.
Oh, really?
Come on. Let's go eat. Look, I really want to say sorry. Please.
Okay. Okay.
Great. Come on.
We went to a burger place and talked. After months of not talking to anybody, I couldn't stop. I poured my heart out. I even told her about my affair with an older married woman.
So how old is she?
Old. You know, like our parents.
Wow. And you stopped it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It just wasn't right, you know?
Yeah, she was married.
And I didn't love her.
But maybe she loved you. She must have been lonely.
Yeah, maybe. So, I finished it.
Was she sad?
No.
Did she cry?
No. Actually, I think she was relieved.
No way. She obviously really liked you.
Really? I'm not a nice person.
Yes, you are.
Not as nice as you.
I don't think she'd take a big risk like that and cheat on her husband and lie to her family if she didn't really like you.
I hope she didn't. I mean, I'd feel bad if she did.
You have a good heart.
Let's go. I promised your dad we'd be home before midnight.
My dad thinks I'm some kind of princess who will disintegrate if I'm out past my bedtime. Oh my god. It's 1:45.
Hurry! Before you disintegrate!
Ha! Fool, you'll disintegrate if my dad gets his hands on you.
Hey, he likes me, doesn't he?
Not anymore.
Ba-ba-da, ba-da-ba-da. She kissed me on the cheek when she got out of the car. Sweet and soft. I watched her run across the grass to the door. She turned and waved, then disappeared. I just sat there and watched the house, shadows and all. Then I drove to the ocean and watched that for a while, listening to my heart pumping. So this is what it feels like. This is what it feels like. It felt like I'd melted inside and turned into a different person. She was smart and funny and kind, as well as totally and utterly the most beautiful creature I'd ever seen in my life. I was head over heels. The next day, I got up late. My folks were out. I tried to watch TV, but it just didn't hold quite the same appeal. So I got in the car and drove over to the Robinsons. It was raining so hard, I could barely see the road in front of me. Torrents were running in the gutters, the car was totally steamed up. I just parked outside their house when...
Mrs. Robinson, you're soaking.
I specifically told you to leave her alone. You swore you would never, ever take my daughter out.
Mrs. Robinson, I know, and I am sorry, but I had to. I couldn't take it anymore. Mr. Robinson, my parents, wouldn't stop talking about it. It was just a date.
So what are you doing here?
I...
She hasn't slept. She is singing in the bathroom. She can't eat. What did you do to her?
Mrs. Robinson, I swear I didn't lay a finger on her. Not a finger.
So, Benjamin, I ask again, what are you doing here?
I'm not really sure.
You are not to see her again. You are not setting foot in my house again.
Wait a minute, Mrs. Robinson. What about Elaine? What about what she wants?
This is not about what Elaine wants. I told you not to take her out, and you disobeyed me.
With all due respect, Mrs. Robinson, I don't think it's up to you who Elaine sees.
I see. I'll make things most unpleasant if I have to.
You will?
Yes, I will.
I don't believe you.
Then you better start believing me.
I'm getting out of this car.
Oh, no, you are not. If you ever set foot on my land, or try to call my daughter, or send her a letter, or try in any way to communicate with her ever, I will kill you. Do you hear me, Benjamin Braddock? I will kill you.
I hear you, Mrs. Robinson. I hear you, but...
Good. That's good that you understand me, young man.
Hey, sport, sweetheart.
How was your day, honey?
Fine. Ben, you got in late last night?
I did, Dad.
Elaine keeping you on your toes?
Oh, leave the boy alone, honey. I'm sure they had fun together, and I'm sure Benjamin will tell us in his own good time.
What's for dinner?
Lamb.
Hmm?
But it'll be another half hour.
I'm gonna go and change. Then you can tell me all about your date.
He means well, dear. Don't get upset. He's just happy you finally called Elaine. She's a lovely girl. I know her parents will be thrilled, too. Is it still raining?
Yes.
Oh, dear. I was going to call Mrs. Robinson after dinner and ask her if they'd like to come over and make a four at bridge. You and Elaine could hang out in the den. I've some cookies.
Mom, please.
Oh, well, there's some pie if you'd rather.
Mom, I don't want... I don't want... I mean, I'd like...
Benjamin, is something troubling you? Did you fall out with Elaine last night?
No. No, not at all.
So what is it, dear?
We had a great time. I like her. I really like her. I think she likes me, maybe.
That's wonderful. She is a lovely girl.
It's just... Mom, can I tell you something?
Of course, dear. I'm your mother. You can tell me anything.
I don't know how to say this.
Okay, how about a drink before dinner? Ben? Drink?
No thanks, Dad. Call me when dinner's ready. I'll be in the den.
It was torture. Elaine called the house a couple of times. I told my mom to tell her I was ill. Mr. Robinson spoke to my dad at the office and said how thrilled he was that I'd taken Elaine out. How much he was looking forward to the next date. I couldn't get Elaine out of my mind. So I called. Hello? Hello? Is that... Mrs. Robinson, is that you?
Ben? Here a minute!
I can hear you breathing. Mrs. Robinson, please. Is Elaine there? I want to speak to Elaine.
Son, I need a hand here.
Please, I'm begging. Hello? Hello? Did you just put the phone down on me?
Oh, lover's tip, eh, son? Come on, help me clean the pool. Keep your mind off it. Women.
Dad, I...
Come on, son, give me a hand.
Coming. I called every hour that day. Mrs. Robinson picked up every time. Every time she said nothing. Every time she cut me off. Finally, one late September afternoon, I couldn't bear it. I got in the car and drove like a maniac to the house. I didn't even ring the bell. The door was on the latch, so I just went right in. Hello? Anyone home? Elaine? Elaine? Are you there? There was no sign of anyone downstairs, so I went up. I thought maybe Elaine was in her room. Elaine? Hey, you in here? She wasn't, but her picture was. Her beautiful, beautiful picture. I looked at it for a while, then I lay down to think. I guess I must have dozed off.
Oh! Benjamin? Benjamin, what are you...
Sorry, Elaine. Are you alone?
Yes, of course I'm alone.
What time is it?
7. Benjamin, I don't think you should be in my bedroom. Certainly not on my bed.
Sure. Sorry. I just dozed off, I guess. You're so pretty.
Anyone in?
Me, Mom!
Shh! Elaine, don't let her know I'm here.
Did you eat?
Why not?
Did you eat yet?
She mustn't know I'm here.
Don't be silly. She knows I only just got in. It'll be
Elaine,
fine.
Can you hear me? Do you want dinner? I have the bridge party at 8 and I need... Oh.
Mom, it's not what you think.
I'm fully clothed, so is she.
What the hell are you doing in my daughter's
room? Mom, don't curse.
I didn't touch... Oh, don't kill me. Don't kill me.
How dare you?
Ben, what do you mean? My mom won't kill
you. Oh, God. I didn't...
Get out. Get out now, you filthy little pig.
Mom, what's the matter? Benjamin's my friend.
He is not your friend.
Mom, he is my friend, and I want him to stay.
I'll just... There's no need.
Ben, stay where you are.
Elaine, you have no idea what sort of a creature. He's a monster.
Mrs. Robinson, please don't say. Please, don't tell her.
Don't tell? Don't tell what?
Elaine.
Oh, my God.
I can explain.
It was you.
Elaine.
No, it was you.
Look, this is really hard to explain,
my mother.
But I can.
You slept with my mother?
Elaine, please. It wasn't like that.
Get out. Get out of my room. Get out of this house.
Elaine, please. Let's just talk.
Get out. Get out.
Ow. Elaine, that hurts.
Get out.
Mrs. Robinson just stood there. Stony. She didn't say another word. She didn't have to. Elaine almost threw me down the stairs. She went back to her room and slammed the door so hard
I thought it was going to come off its hinges. I got to the front door and looked back. Mrs. Robinson was there, staring. Just staring. She didn't even look angry anymore. Behind her, I could hear Elaine sobbing, crying and choking like she'd never stop. After a minute, Mrs. Robinson turned, opened the door, and went into her. There was nothing else I could do. I went home.
Dear, you're up early. Where are you going with that?
Taking another trip?
Yes, kind of.
Coffee, dear?
No, thanks, Mom.
I'm doing eggs. You want some eggs?
Nice day for a drive.
I'm not going far.
Why do you need a suitcase, then?
I'm getting married.
Really?
That's sudden.
No. I've been awake all night thinking about it.
Anyone we know?
Elaine. Elaine Robinson.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yes. I really mean it.
Well, sweetheart, it is a little unexpected, but that is wonderful.
Congratulations, son.
Thank you.
Let's get the Robinsons over to celebrate.
No,
why not?
Elaine doesn't know yet.
What?
What do you mean, Ben?
I haven't told her.
That's silly. How can you not have told her if she's the bride?
I'm going to ask her now.
Whoa, hold on, son. You can't do that.
You don't want me to marry Elaine?
No, that's not...
That's ridiculous.
Honey, just leave this to me.
I will not. This is silly. She has to say yes first.
She will.
Has marriage been discussed before? I mean, you haven't seen her since that date, and as far as I know, you've only seen her then once. Ben?
Dad, please. I know what I'm doing.
No, you don't. Not if you think you can decide a young woman is going to marry
now,
you.
Honey, go easy on him.
I will not. Why on earth in the world do you think she is going to say yes? You hardly know her.
I love her.
Well, that's good, son. It's great. But this is a bit sudden.
With all my heart.
Ben, I did not raise you to behave like this. She has her own mind. Maybe she doesn't want to marry you.
Mom had a point. I was being a little naive. Maybe Elaine would say no, but that hadn't occurred to me. The only way I could see out of this ugly mess was to marry Elaine, because then my affair with Mrs. Robinson would be in the past, and Elaine would know the real me. Wouldn't she?
Ben, this is not the way to do it. Your mother and
Honey,
I were not born yesterday.
Honey, he needs to unpack that case
can
and go
I
back
say
upstairs
something here? No,
and
really,
put it
Ben,
in the room.
Do not shout at your mother. I'm not shouting at her. I'm shouting at you,
Young
Dad.
Young man, it's time you grew up.
I have tried to talk to you both. You're not listening. So now here it is again. I'm leaving the house now in order to marry Elaine Robinson. That's it. I'll send you a postcard. I really did think I'd go over to Elaine's house. She'd answer the door, say yes, we'd get married at the first place we could find a priest, and drive off into the sunset. Or sunrise. It was 8 in the morning. Hello? Elaine? Anyone home? I'm not leaving until someone comes out. Elaine, I love you. I want to marry you. Today, preferably.
Shut up, Ben.
Mrs. Robinson, how are you?
Stop shouting. You'll disturb the neighbors. Go away.
Where's Elaine?
She's not here.
Oh. I'll wait.
She's not coming back.
What do you mean?
She's gone back to school.
But school doesn't start for weeks.
I know. She was so upset she wanted to go now. She doesn't want to see you.
What did you tell her?
Go away, Benjamin. You won't see her. Forget her.
What did you tell her?
It's over, Benjamin. Just leave. Go home. You won't see Elaine again. Leave now. I don't want Mr. Robinson to hear you and come down.
Mrs. Robinson, please.
Goodbye.
I got back in my car. I sat there and thought. The sun was getting higher now. It was going to be a hot day. It rolled out in front of me. I'd go to the den and watch TV, or float in the pool. Then I'd go to the den and watch TV. I'd have a beer before lunch. I'd spend the whole day doing that. Then I'd sleep. Then I'd wake up and do the whole thing all over again. Or I could drive up to Berkeley, find Elaine, and ask her to marry me.
In episode 1 of The Graduate, Benjamin was played by Danny Mahoney, Mr. Braddock by William Hope, Mrs. Braddock by Laura Brooke, Mrs. Robinson by Sean Thomas, Mr. Robinson by Michael Crossman, and Elaine by Samantha Dakin. The Graduate was adapted by Polly Thomas and was a BBC Cymru Wales production directed by Kate McCall.
The concluding part of The Graduate is at 3 o'clock next Sunday afternoon. Open Book follows the news, and looking ahead to tomorrow here on Radio 4, the musician Kerris Matthews shares the poetry and music she finds most inspirational. Her selection includes Dylan Thomas and Philip Gross.
The tide rip, the sound of dry, fluttering wings with waves that did not break or fall. We were two of the world's small, particular things. We were old. We were young. We were no age at all.
Kerris Matthews presents poetry, prose and music in With Great Pleasure. The new series starts tomorrow afternoon at 4:00.